The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 44. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and as always, the Liberty Dog himself, Gino, who, if you follow him on Twitter, you know he's been getting a little wild, which is always great to hear and, well, read and see. And we are so glad you're here spending your time with us, especially because this might be the last one for 3 to 4 weeks. Going on a business trip here coming up, so I had to get one in. Hope you guys enjoy it. I might be able to get another one in while I'm on my trip, but we will see. And before we get started with this week's podcast, as always, I want to remind you about the store on coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a tab for the store, and I want you to click on it. And when you do, you're going to see the best mugs, the best laptop cases, the best phone cases, stickers, other mugs with libertarian-esque and anarchist, and the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them. So once again, when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, check out that store. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, hang around on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds. You should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that store tab, and get yourself a mug. And the first topic I want to talk about this week, guys, is, well, something we talked about several weeks ago, and that's the disinformation governance board, whatever they wanted to call it, has already been abandoned before it even got started. But it was getting a little wild there. The lady, you know, that was going to be in charge of it, she wanted certain Twitter accounts to have the ability to change other people's tweets. And that went as well over as anybody would expect, right? Essentially, the disinformation government board, whatever the heck it was called, before it even made its way on the internet, got itself bullied off of the internet. That is wild. This simulation, guys, is getting better and better as the days go by. You know, in 2016, that goofball was memed, essentially, into the White House. And now this governance board of disinformation was memed and bullied off of the internet and out of existence. It's getting crazy. And I ain't against it. You know what? Well, I'm against the governance board. I'm glad that it got bullied off. I mean, we should all be glad, right? And it's a sign, too, of what they think of us, what they think of, you know, you and I. We talked about it a couple few weeks ago. But then the headlines that came out from the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN and all that. Oh, the right wing just bullied and they attacked and da da da. Well, yeah, you guys should have done the same thing. If you really cared about free speech, if you really cared about democracy, now to be fair, those don't have to go hand in hand. But if they really cared about all these institutions they claim to care about, that they love, they hold so dear and close to their hearts, they would have done the same thing, but they don't. We all know it now, right? They're just the propaganda wing for the government. You see, that's the thing. They don't really need a disinformation governance board, right? Whatever that thing was called. They don't need that because they have most of the media, the government I'm talking about, they have most of the media in their pocket. The government gets to set the narrative. Whatever they want, they get to set that narrative. And if it's not one administration, you know, going for the guys on the quote-unquote left, then it's the other administration and the other guys going for the media on the right. We see it all the time. We see it every day. They think we are fools. And sadly, they are right about a lot of people. They are absolutely right. there are a lot of fools out there that take the phrase from government sources seriously, as if it should be gospel. Don't you get it? From government sources means it's government propaganda. Their fake love for free speech and freedom of ideas is being exposed. Sadly, not enough people are paying attention, but you and I are. If you're here, you're paying attention. And if you haven't paid attention yet, I hope you get it now. I hope you stick around here, because I'm going to try and tell it like it is, right? I'm going to tell you the best way I know and what I see and what we all need to be aware of. There are actors with lots of power that do not have your best interest at heart. They will lie to you, or they will pay somebody a lot of money to lie to you, to get you to act in ways you never would have acted before. I mean, you think about what's gone on in the last 2 years, right? They got these clowns on TV for two years, a year and a half, whatever you want to call it, you know, until the shot came out, the vax. They had people just spouting lies about it, spouting lies to defend it. People just quoting fake studies left and right, just making stuff up to justify the way that they were acting. Not only the way that they were acting, but the things that they now supported that they would not have supported a year or two prior. One example that I think of is somebody very close to me, a family member. A family member told me that according to a study, this is all made up, but according to a study, had the governments of the world not done anything, COVID would have killed at least 10% of the world population. Well, wait a minute. It didn't even kill 10% of the people that got it. How is it going to kill 10% of the world population? It's just, you know, it's lies like that that people will believe. And then they will spread, and they will say, even if they don't even believe it, but they'll say it enough to where it's truth. It's in existence now. So they can justify the way they are acting. They can justify the way they treat others and themselves. That's at the root of this government's disinformation board, whatever it was. That's at the root cause of this, right? But they don't need it. That's what I want you to realize. I'm glad that it's gone. But it almost may have been better to have it out there in front, out there in daylight, so we could all just see it and laugh at it. But then it might be too much of a distraction, right? If we're all, you know, focused on the shiny thing of the governance board, the disinformation board, we're not really paying attention to the TV, the newspapers that are bought and paid for by the government, that run government stories, that run stories for the CIA. This is a fact. They run stories for the White House to convince a large portion of the American population that they need to send their youth over to die in Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan. So I am glad, like I said, that the disinformation board is gone, but it wasn't necessary. They didn't need it. Thankfully, though, one thing, you know, right so far, what the government has control of, you know, what they've got really kind of in their pocket, who's at least pushing their propaganda, it's all the legacy media types. Well, we don't go there anymore. If you're here, you don't go to the legacy media, right? If you're listening to this show, I'm sure it's been a long time since you picked up a New York Times or Washington Post, or you turned on CNN other than to just laugh at it. It's been a long time. That's why you're here. That was their whole plan, though, right? That was the whole disinformation board. They were trying to expand outside of the legacy media, but they can't handle it. They don't know what they're doing. They still don't even understand 4chan. And that got President Trump elected, what, 5-6 years ago? 4chan did, right? It was a big, I shouldn't say it got him elected, but you get what I'm saying? They don't even understand how that works. They don't understand things like Reddit, where hundreds of millions, if not billions of people are now. They don't get it. And they're trying to, you know, what is controlling CNN going to do? The highest rated show that they have reaches 600,000 people. They have to show it in airports so more people will watch it. They don't even break 1 million viewers a night most nights. So controlling CNN and having them push your narrative is pretty much a waste these days. But I will say the disinformation board did last a little bit longer than CNN Plus. My gosh. What a world, right? What a simulation. And the second topic I want to talk about this week is the shortage of baby formula. This caused quite a stir on the Facebook page, and I'll put it this way. I see a lot of neocons, a lot of people upset that the government bought a few pallets of baby formula and sent it down to the border detention centers to feed the children there. So a lot of people upset about it. The reasoning that people are upset is, to me, absurd, right? Okay, a lot of people throw this America First stuff out. Get that nationalism out of here. Get it out of here. I told a lot of people, get it out of here. This is me kind of rehashing what happened in the comment section. A lot of people say, well, you know what, hardworking Americans don't deserve. You're not entitled to baby formula, by the way. Just because you live in America doesn't entitle you to have some certain product on the grocery store shelves. And then there also seems to be a lot of people that are convinced the shortage happening where they live is due to a few pallets being shipped to the border. No, the shortage is due to two very large recent recalls, for starters. Health code laws, right? You got all these regulations that don't allow more competition. You have regulations, right? We've talked about this several times before. The market is so heavily regulated. There's so many false barriers to entry to the market that nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, but it's very difficult for new companies to start and get, you know, get into the baby formula game. That's why you look at who makes the baby formula. It's only like three or four companies. It's not too many. And that's your cause right there. Those are your two big causes of why there's a shortage on the shelves. It's not because some infant in a border detention facility is being fed. And quite frankly, for those who on in the Facebook group that are like all upset about this, if you're really that upset about it, just leave. Go away. They ain't got time for you. We had some people saying nasty stuff. Well, we should just let them starve. And then you got a whole bunch of people saying, what, you want American babies to starve? Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. Guys, infant formula has only been around for about 250 years, all right? So what happened before that for the thousands of years that humans have been on this planet? What happened before that? Did every baby starve? No, clearly not. And it is not the government's job. It is not my job. It is not anybody else's job to ensure that you're prepared. I understand, right? You can't foresee every emergency. But what's one thing that you should have, right? If you're, in my opinion, if you're a grown living adult, you should have at least a month's worth of food, at least a month's worth of dry good food for you if something happens, right? Water, food. Why would you not include your baby in that? Why would you not be prepared for your baby as well? Your unpreparedness is your fault for some of these people, right? I mean, really, like, I get it. They did not cause the shortage. I understand that. But some of you people need to be more prepared. That's the skinny of it. I talked about this well into last year with the power outages in Texas from the ice storm. Some of y'all just need to be better prepared. If you don't have the foresight to think, I need to have enough A, B, and C, you know, like you need to be prepared for situations. I get it. You can't be prepared for every situation. But what's the most important thing you need to live? Food and water. Why would those not be at the top of your list? If you're going to prepare for something, those are the things you start with. You don't start with, I don't know, extra batteries. Like, those are good things to have, don't get me wrong, but you don't start with those. You start with food and water. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to have an episode on being more prepared. I'm not a pro at this stuff. There are people far more versed and better than I at this. But that's just the case of it. That's the simple reality of it. There's a lot of people that just need to be better prepared in life. And what are these people asking for? What are so many, I've seen it, you all have seen it, asking for? Well, the government needs to declare a national emergency because of baby formula. They're the ones that caused it. They're the ones that caused the shortage. And you want more government intervention? Are you people out of your mind that, you know, suggest this? What is wrong with it? Like, think, this is, right, this is the definition of insanity. you keep applying the same method, the same solution, and expecting a different result. The same buffoons that made it so hard for you to get baby formula at the grocery store that you're all ticked off about now, you want them to try and fix the problem? They caused it. They caused it. I mean, I hope I'm not talking to anybody here, but apparently I was. I didn't realize it. I thought a lot of people had, you know, that followed this page and followed this podcast were kind of, I guess, I thought we were generally on the same page. There definitely was not, a lot of, boomers or whatever left over the last week, which is fine with me. Get out of here. A lot of people that have never commented on anything, never shared anything, never liked anything. Well, I'm going to unfollow your page. I don't care, dude. I don't even know who you are. This isn't an airport. You can just leave. Same people that say things like America first. Good night. I know they got a little ranty, but it's the reality of it, right? There's some personal responsibility as well when it comes to the baby formula shortage in your house. Not on the shelves. I'm not saying you caused it on the shelf. But if you ran out of baby formula in your house, that's not the government's fault. It's the government's fault it's not on the shelf, but how long have you had to buy baby formula? Months? And that is going to wrap it up here, guys, for this week's episode. But before I sign off, I want to remind you about the affiliate program that I'm well affiliated with. So once again, if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab, and I want you to click on it and check it out. There you're going to read about who I'm affiliated with, and that is Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting service that hosts this website and podcast. And if you sign up for Bluehost and get your next website on Bluehost through my link, you're not only going to get a discounted rate, but you're also going to get free publicity for your new website on the podcast, the Instagram page, the Twitters, the Facebook page, the personals, all the social medias, right? You're going to get all of them. You're going to reach thousands of people right away with your new website if you sign up for it with Bluehost through my link in the affiliate tab. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that affiliate tab, and go check it out. And then, as of course, another final note before I leave you guys, I want to remind you that we are on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We're on the big three. So I want you to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, share it with your friends. The higher the rating, the higher in the algorithms we go. So it would really mean a lot if you guys could do that. Like I said, subscribe, share with a friend, and then you're going to see this pop up in your feed ever so often. Whenever I come out with a new episode, you'll be like, oh, I get to listen to Leo and Gino talk about liberty. And that's a good thing, right? But until next time, guys, take care.